dining out while on AIP is another one of those really kind of tricky situations. It is ideal to basically stay home and cook your own meals if you can while on the elimination portion, but I know that's no fun, and there's going to be times when you're going to want to go out. You're going to have friends that ask you to go out, special occasions, family, I mean, all of these kind of things. So it's kind of unrealistic to think that you're going to stay home like a hermit all the time, even though I try. So the trickier parts of these are the kind of restaurants you're going to go to, things like the lower end kind of chains, fast food restaurants, those kind of things are going to be a lot harder to find something that's not going to contain AIP, not friendly ingredients, and also have some sort of cross-contamination. They also are places where a lot of times there's no chef per se, it's just cooks who reheat meals, or the chef or cook has been kind of trained to make a particular dish and they really don't know how to go off menu. So the lower end kind of restaurants, if you can avoid them, that's the best policy. And if you're gonna go to eat out, try to go to a little bit higher end kind of places, just because if there is an actual chef there that knows what to do, they typically don't have a problem going off menu, and sometimes they enjoy the challenge. Now, my suggestion here is, like with everything else, plan ahead if you can and figure out where you're gonna go. Find out a restaurant that may be accommodating. You're gonna wanna look for places that are accommodating to gluten-free kind of people, maybe vegans, just people that are aware of special diets tend to be more accommodating than ones that have no idea what you're talking about if you ask if they have gluten-free food. So look for these kind of things. And then if possible, call ahead, maybe 24, 48 hours ahead of time, and ask to speak to the chef if possible. And then when you do talk to them, and I would caution you, call in like the early afternoon. Do not do it at lunchtime or at dinner time during a rush because they will hate you. But like, do it in the early afternoon when like planning and prepping and all that kind of stuff is being done and they're not busy. But talk to them and see if they're gonna be able to accommodate you. You can tell them all of your restrictions and say, I can't have this, 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 or this. But I find it easier if you can just tell them the things you can have. That way they know what they can play with. So it's helpful if you've seen the menu ahead of time, and so when you're discussing this with the chef, you can say, hey, like, I see there's a pork chop on the menu with a butternut squash puree. Is it possible for me to get that pork chop with just salt and cooked in olive oil? And then the butternut squash puree, is that cooked with any sort of like dairy or butter or anything like that? Is there another substitution that I can put in there? Maybe some roasted butternut squash or steamed broccoli or something like that. And the chef may come back with a couple ideas and just kind of go back and forth until you figure out what you need and what will work. And then just tell them when you're gonna come in. And then when you get to the restaurant that day, make sure you tell your server, hey, I spoke with chef blah, blah, blah yesterday and he said he was gonna do this for me. Can you go make sure that that is still going to happen for me because I really need this because of my food restrictions. A lot of times the chef will come out and talk to you and just reiterate it again, just make sure it's all okay. And then you should be able to get your meal. I wouldn't be like super demanding, being like, well, can I have this and then this and then this on mine? Like, just try to be as simple as possible. And then maybe like dress it up if you bring some herbs yourself, or maybe like a dressing yourself or something, just because you don't want to put them out and you don't want to make it a lot more difficult. And chances are the more difficult you make it, the less you're going to actually get what you want. You may get something that has some ingredient in it that you didn't want because maybe the chef got confused or you were demanding too much and they just didn't really understand you. So simple is best in this situation. And yeah, you may not have the best meal you've ever had, but maybe this is your only chance to be able to go hang out with this friend from out of town. And you may be really lucky. Like, I mean, I live in the Boulder, Colorado area, and there's a restaurant called Blooming Beets that has an AIP-friendly menu. So don't completely discount that. There may be restaurants like that where you live as well. So do a search and see, because it is a possible thing. And then finally with this one, when you do go out, and if a server has gone above and beyond, or a chef or anybody like that, make sure you thank them profusely. And if it's like a server who's kind of really gone out of their way, to like tip them really well, because that will go a long way into helping anyone basically that comes into that particular restaurant with food allergies and restrictions to getting what they need. And then if you go back there again, you know that you'll be taken care of as well, because you've gone and done the extra above and beyond to help thank them. And as an ex-server and bartender, I know really how much it means when people really do appreciate what you do. So just make sure you go ahead and give them that appreciation.